Hey everybody, welcome to the call. We'll start in just a couple minutes as people are dialing in. And yes, if people can keep their eyes on the page, some people may be having challenges, so if you can keep your eyes on that, we can support each other in getting on. Gonna post a little note that might help some people find their way in. One moment. All right. Well, I think we're going to get started. Debbie seems to be having some trouble, so if anyone has any ideas for that. All right. So welcome, everybody, to week two. So where to start? So first of all, if anyone is not a part of the Facebook group, I'm going to open up the Facebook group just for a minute or two. So if you haven't joined it yet, I think almost everybody's on it at this point. I know there are a few people who aren't. So I'm just going to open the group for a couple of minutes. So if you are not in the group, this is your moment to go to it. And you should have a link in your emails. So I'm going to open it so don't post anything incredibly personal for the next minute or so. I'm going to open it just so that people can can join. So if you're not in the group, this is your time. Also, if you don't have a buddy, this is a great time to post on the Facebook wall, just to let people know that you don't have a buddy, and to ask for support in that. So if you don't have a buddy, this is a great moment to post on the wall, just let people know that you'd like a buddy if you don't have one. And in particular, I'm thinking of, let me pull up the list here. So Irene, Kristen, Lesia, Lola, Petro, Teresa, Yolanda, and Marie, as far as I know, don't have buddies. If you do have a buddy, and I just named you, if you could write that on the wall and let us know. And if you don't, please post a little note and a comment so that people can find you and buddy up with you. And Helena, Helena doesn't have a buddy. Excellent. So if anyone, oh, Helena's an awesome buddy. So act fast. She's a great, great buddy. And anyone else? Hopefully you all either have a buddy at home or you'll find one, but I just wanted to do a call out for that. And I know there, Yolanda says she does have a buddy. Wonderful. All right, well, we'll update that page. Excellent. And we'll get into the content right away. And Petzler has one that's external. Great. Wonderful. Okay, so just to be clear, as far as I know, Irene, Kristen, Lesia, Lola, Teresa, and Marie do not have buddies. So, if you... yes, so Kristen definitely needs a buddy. So... Wonderful. You guys are the best. Great. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to close up the group. So again, if you haven't joined the Facebook group, you've got about 30 seconds to join. I'm going to close it for the rest of the for the rest of the call. Okay, I'm going to close the group now, and we will get started. All right, we are all top secret again. Okay, so first of all, welcome back to week two. It's hard to believe it's only week two, given how much work you've all done. It's been incredible to see all the big circles up. Not just the number of big circles, the quality of them. It's been brilliant. I've been loving the titles you've been coming up with, and so appreciating all the comments you've been giving to each other's work. And some of you have just been going over and above in terms of your comments and the amount of participation you've been doing on that. So thank you so much, because it makes the whole course better when everyone is really participating fully. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll be commenting more on the big circles in the coming days. I thought I was going to get to it last night, but I was working on the materials for you for this week, and I got really excited and I had a bunch of ideas, so I didn't end up getting to it, but I will be getting to it. So brilliant. What do I want to say? I may be pushing a little hard in terms of clarity on the big circles, but know if I do it and I'm a hard ass, it's because I love you. And I think our honesty with each other is really important here. The big circle is the one that's most okay if it's a little fuzzy, because that's really just a starting place. And wherever we notice that there's something that's fuzzy, it's a good thing to ask clarity for, because that might actually help the person reconsider something that they hadn't considered before. So before we get into this week, I just wanted to see if there are any, I'm going to post this. You can comment under it on the wall. I'm just going to post it up. But my question is, are there any success stories that you want to share of things that are happening as a result of this program? Are there any wins, any ahas, any realizations? So let's just take a couple of minutes. I'd love for people to share, which is what's been happening for you over the last week as a result of doing this introspection on who your ideal client is, your big circle. If there's anything that's kind of been happening around that in the real world as a result of that, or if just you've been having some realizations that you'd like to share, because these things you share might actually be things that are really useful for other people in the group. So I'd love to take a couple minutes, and you can just post under that comment. So it should be at the top of the page in the group. So any success stories you want to share, of things that are happening, any wins, any ahas, any realizations. Let's just take a minute or two for people to post. All right. Thanks, Bruce. So Amber was saying, for the first time in 4 years, I feel like I'm progressing into something. That's great. Skylar says, I realized I have a lot more work to do before we're done. Jacqueline, really owning myself and my gifts to share, feeling the love I need from everyone. Great encouragement. Thank you all. Yeah, I've been loving how encouraging you've all been with each other. It's amazing because the work you're coming up with is really genuinely clear. Some of you, I feel like, are already almost just ready to have your niche, and hopefully we'll help refine it and get it even clearer and feel even better for you by the end. But some of you are doing just really well, and I'm loving the way that you're appreciating and encouraging each other. All right. So Nicole said, switching from women and depression as a niche to a highly sensitive woman has been a surprise to me, but I also feel myself moving closer towards my authentic niche with this change in direction. That's so great. Tracy said, finding the phrase secretly fierce women has really helped me to tap into where these women are. That's so great. I've been really loving the big circle titles you've been coming up with. I've been noticing some of you have been changing them. You come up with one, then you've changed it to another and another. And noticing that with each iteration, with each change, it feels a little more true, a little more exciting, a little clearer. So that's really wonderful. Mike said, it's been interesting being a student again after 20 years of being a teacher. Amazing how I fall back into wanting the right answer despite coaching students for years to explore possibilities and wonder openly, for sure. Joy said, this has been a great energy surge for my work. Clarity has been great, loving the support. Debbie said, sensing cascades of circles bubbling up, learning a lot from the vulnerability. Yes, this week we'll be going even more into that kind of vulnerability and sharing ourselves. So Ma said, I feel that I have a community supporting me supporting me in living my dreams for the first time. That's so wonderful. Kelly, definitely feel like this process is launching me towards more clarity. Glad. Wonderful. This is so great, everybody. Oh, this is so great. Marilyn said, this has been incredibly challenging for me, but I have actually seen it appearing in my work this week. I have several new clients, and they fit my description. That's really great. Joy is reworking her website, and this is very helpful. Yes, yes. That's something I want to highlight for all of you. This stuff we're coming up with, it's going to show up everywhere, but certainly your website is going to be a key place. The homepage, your bio, all of that is going to need to really be speaking to those people. Oh, and Anne saying her buddy Catherine is perfect for her. That's so great. Frances says, this course is bringing more clarity than all the courses I've taken thus far. Great group and support. Yeah, you're all so good to each other. It's no wonder. Petro said, my vocabulary has changed when talking to new people, and it immediately sparked something in one of them, and she said, it sounds like that is a fit for me. Yes, exactly. This is the whole thing in marketing. When we have the agenda to sell people, you know, we have the thing we believe in and we just want to sell people, they feel that. But when we're just really clear about who we want to work with and we just share that, it gives people that choice to say, oh, that's a fit for me or not. So, perfect. Mm-hmm. So Richard was saying, getting clear about why I want to do the work I do, why I found that hard to do in the past, why I have resistance, and just enjoying the idea that I can create a practice that I would like to. I'm still not sure about who I want to work with yet. That's totally fine. And I think this week, Richard, may be really useful in terms of clarifying that into something that authentically feels right. Kentron was saying, talking with Amber and realizing that I have all the vision and techniques to start making a difference. All that's left is the strategy, which we're getting into full on. Yes. Yay. So many of us do. We're so much more prepared than we actually thought we were. A lot of us say, I need to learn more, go to another course, take another certification. But a lot of times, we already have enough to get started, at least, you know? Chelsea said, getting further inquiry into my big circle gets me closer to my wounds, which scares me and makes me want to throw up a little, but in a good way. Like, I know I'm getting closer to where I need to go. Good, good, good. Happy this course makes you want to throw up. Megan is saying, I'm thinking so much more deeply about this than I thought was possible around the theme of niching. I realized that I was playing it safe at first. Reading the whole piece on wounds brought me so much deeper than, and that is what initiated the change. My change in title. That's so great. And by the way, I've totally redone the whole wounds thing. I've added a bunch. So if you've already read it, I've just posted it. I'll be emailing it to you. You may want to read through it again. I've also divided it into an exercises book and a theory book. But I've added just a ton to it, so it may be great. There's some other resources, too, for you. This is great. Elio said, the clients we seek are a bit of a self-mirror. Yes, that's a perfect segue into this week. Excellent. You guys are all the best. This is so great. Thanks for sharing that. It's good to hear your feeling some progress overall. And I hope the buddy check-ins are going well, and I hope you've done them. If you haven't made time with your buddy, do it, because it is probably the most important thing you're going to get from this, is to have that real time with somebody working through the exercises, getting real feedback from somebody. And I want to remind everyone, we'll touch on it in the end again, when you talk about your ideal client and the qualities you most want to see in them, the qualities that would bring out the best in you, just remember, those are qualities we want to be bringing into our own life in a even more full way than we may have been doing. This is where the self-work comes in, and the systems come in to really make sure you're showing up at your very best, so you're bringing that, because that's what's going to attract those same kinds of clients. And so I want to encourage you, again, to be prioritizing the kind of self-care and support that you need to be bringing yourself most fully. I was just in Calgary this week, and I actually had a really interesting experience. I did an event called the Hot Box, where I bring together, of course I'm a hippie, I call it the Hot Box, but it was a day we had four entrepreneurs who were all just badass, amazing, some of my favorite clients in Calgary, and each person got 1 hour of the group's time. Typically, I do it with five, but we had four this day, and they had 1 hour of the group's time where they really just get listened to for half an hour, and then reflection shared. And the thing that really stuck out to me was that a lot of these people felt like they were failing or not doing enough, inadequate in some way, and the real reality was that they just needed more support. It wasn't that they were stupid. It wasn't that they were lazy. It's just that they didn't need support. So if there are things you're not doing in your business that are going to help you show up fully, they're going to help you show up in the best way possible, you're not stupid. You're not lazy. It's just that clearly you need more support. Because if you didn't need that kind of support, you'd be doing it already. So whatever the kind of support is that you need, whether it's a buddy, maybe you need two buddies. Maybe you need a buddy at home and a buddy in this group. Maybe you need some other people. Maybe you need a therapist or a counselor to help you through things. Maybe you need who knows? Maybe you need to get a group of people together to work on your business, to really think about what's the support you need for your business, for this niching course, but also just in your life in general. I just really noticed that last Thursday, the difference between the orientation of like, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm lazy, I'm stupid, versus clearly I need some more support, and then being responsible to get that. So here's another question I have. I'm going to post it, and I'll invite your comments, and I'd love your honest feedback on this. And the question is, let's say on a scale from 1 to 10, how inspired do you feel? By the big circle that you've come up with so far. Like if 80% to 100% of your clients were these kinds of people, how would it feel? So I'll repeat the question, I'll post it. So on a scale from 1 to 10, please comment under the post I just put up. So on a scale from 1 to 10, how inspired do you feel by the big circle you've come up with? If 80 to 100% of your clients were these kinds of people, how would it feel? So just a number from 1 to 10 and like, I'd be so inspired. Oh, my God, that'd be perfect. One is really not that inspired. I don't know. I'm just curious where you are. When you think of the big circle and you look at it, it's like, wow, okay, if the vast majority of my clients were these people, how inspired would I feel? I'm just curious to get a sense. 10, 11, 3, great. Thank you, Yvonne, for the honesty. 7. Great. Thank you, everybody. Okay. So as those are going up, here's the thing I'm going to invite you to be reflecting on. If it's a 10 or 11 or 15 or whatever, that's great. It sounds like you're really on track. And if it's less than a 10, my intention for you is that you find something that's a 10 for you. I think this week may help for a number of you, sort of help hone into what is that thing that's really meaningful and fulfilling for you. In fact, the next 2 weeks we're really going to be spending on this because it's so the foundation. So we're going to take 2 weeks on this next process of just digging deeper. And again, the whole outcome, the intention of this is that it's something that's so inspiring for you that when you think about these people, you almost want to cry. You're just like, ah, I just want to help these people. I love these people so much. That these are kind of people that you can't wait to see. You can't wait to work with. You're so inspired that working with them really inspires you. You're inspired to come up with new ideas, new offerings, et cetera. And if you don't have that yet, that's totally great. And it's great to be honest about it because moving ahead with something that's like a 3, a 5, a 7, and investing so many resources into that is going to cause a lot of suffering lately, or down the road rather. So keep sitting with it. And if you're at a 10, I'm going to invite you to be giving extra support to the people who aren't there. Ask really good questions. Just share reflections. Share how things are landing for you. Share what you notice. It can be a real help. Sometimes we just ask one question. It has people consider something. We say, oh, are you saying this or do you mean more like this? And that can help a lot. Also notice if the reason it's not at a 10 has to do with being scared or being afraid of that kind of commitment and or whatever the fear is. And again, notice if that fear might actually be a doorway into helping you see what your niche is. That maybe the people you want to work with are experiencing the same kind of fear. So that's the goal. That's all of us are, and by the way, you getting to a 10, that is not necessarily just your responsibility. That's all responsibility. We're all here to help each other. Nobody left behind. We're going to, that's the goal, is to get everyone to a 10. Yeah. So, perfect. And by the way, if you're writing the big circle, I put out the format, and I put out the format because there are certain key things I want to make sure are in it. If you find that format too constrained, by all means, do it your own way. But I just would make sure that you have all the sort of key elements there. Again, the only real goal of the big circle write-up, however you do it, I've given the format that I thought made the most sense, but feel free to go your own way with it. In the beginning, I push people to stick in it just because I think it's good to have a place to start. And at this point, feel free to go a little more freeform now that you have the basic structure and content down. Because the only goal of this is that your ideal client would read it. Suddenly you're like, oh my God, you're the kind of person I would dream to have as a client. I wish all my clients were like you. If you were to show them this write-up, they'd just look at it and say, oh my God, that's so me. You've totally described me. That's exactly who I am. That's what you want. You want them to be like, oh my God, that's me. So however you write it, you can be creative. Just make sure you have the key elements there, yeah. But again, you know, for some groups, demographics will be really important. For some of them, it just won't be. So at the end of the day, it's just important that they identify. And also, I invite everyone to remember, we're not trying to figure out your niche for your whole life at this point. There's this whole dating your niche versus marrying your niche metaphor, you know. And at this point, we're still just dating. We're just kind of figuring it out. Especially when we get to the little circles. But so I would just bring some lightness back into it that we don't need to figure out everything for all time. Okay. So thanks everybody for your posts and your honesty and where you're at. Here's another question. And the question is, let's just go into that before we go into this week's content. So are there any questions that have come up from the week that you'd love some feedback on? And again, I posted that at the top and you can write comments below and we'll take some time to explore that. Because I just want to make sure everyone feels caught up, everyone feels on board. So we'll just give a minute or two. No questions? I was so clear. Sorry, that I just put it on mute while we were waiting. Skylar said, what would be the best way to ask you to look through what we've done? I will be doing it. So consider it asked. Yes. Sorry if I haven't gotten back to all of you, but I will be looking through all of your big circles because they're so good. I was just skimming through some of them last night and couldn't dive into them because I was working on the workbook. But they're so great, people. So any other questions? Just give another 30 seconds. Okay, so Chelsea was asking, I felt like the big circle was too specific. Not sure if I missed the mark on being general or not. You may find so. Because you may find, again, the big circle is going to be something that would be true for every single client you work with, ideally. Like, I would love all of my clients to have this. So you might find that your big circle is actually more like a little circle. But with this, you can both sort of refine and chunk down, but you can also chunk back up. You know, you can get more, you may realize, okay, my big circle is more of a little circle, and there's another little circle I'm interested in, but what they both have in common is this. So you may find that, or sometimes people find that they end up, you have a big circle, then they pick a little circle, but then the little circle is so fulfilling, they just kind of forget all the other little circles, and that becomes everything. So I think you'll find out over time, Chelsea, with the program of where that's at for you. Nicole thing is the big picture mainly about the pain and cravings of the ideal client, but the general descriptions, including the strengths and the power of who they are. That's a great question. I would say that too. That's funny. It's not something I've really added into it, but I think that's a great thing to add. So I'm actually going to cut and paste that. So thank you for the good idea. Yes. Also, I mean, I guess I would sort of include that in the things that you love about your client. That type of stuff. But again, the only point of the big circle and the write-up is that they would read it and be like, oh, that's me. So if writing about their strengths and their power is important, yeah, then I would definitely write that. Debbie says, is there any value to working backwards? I know my little circles, and I can maybe find commonality there. That's genius. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, if you know a lot of the little circles, like, you know, I want to work with this group and this group and this group, then totally I would look at it and be like, well, what do they all have in common? What are the threads that unite all of them? That can be a great way to start figuring out the big circle. You're a genius. Da, da, da. So Yvonne said, when I rewrite, can I still post my new version of the Big Circle? Yes. And one thing I'm actually going to ask, because you may have noticed there are now so many files in there. So one thing I'm going to ask is that you only have one version of your thing up at a time. So if you have any old versions, if you can go and delete those, and you can copy all the comments that you need that are useful to delete them. If you uploaded something as a document that needs to be downloaded and then later uploaded it just as a sort of thing people can read right there, if you can delete the downloaded one, let's make sure we clear up all those files, because every week there's going to be new homework, and I think you can imagine how files there's going to be. I wish there were folders in this thing. It's my one critique of this Facebook group situation. So please keep uploading. Let's make sure we only have one version up at a time. So if you're uploading version 3, then after it's uploaded, delete version 2. Debbie, what about multiple big circles? I would say, by definition, only one big circle. Because the big circle is like true for every client. The only exception I'd say is if you have a separate business that's so different, then it might be a totally different big circle with some little circles in it, if that makes sense. Sometimes it's just that you have two businesses, two things that are just too different. You can't, it's a stretch to find commonality. I would just keep it to one big circle for this. In fact, just for all of the businesses, I really invite you to just pick one, because sometimes the niches are just too different. Joy was saying, I feel so much like what feels true one day to me can change by the next day. Yeah, there's a truing our niche, because we'll be excited by something one day and the next we're not. So this is where it can take time, where we keep reflecting on it, sitting with it, because sometimes, you know, we just have to keep distilling it and steeping to find the real flavor of it coming through. So what's the best way to give feedback to other people? I guess just go to their circles and post the feedback directly there under it, as you've been doing. I'm not sure if that's your question. Yeah, I think that's it. Any other questions? Double check. Let's see. Okay, so as a spiritual director, Teresa was saying, as a spiritual director, I want to work with people who are part of a religious community and also those who are disgusted and not attending any community event and have struggled to get them into one big circle. Are these really my little circles? They may be. Yeah, you may be finding that. And so then the big circle may need to be, what is it that connects them both? Yeah. So how do you know if you're on the right track? By how inspired you are? I'd say that's a big thing. There are a number of criteria that I went over in a lot of my webinars, and actually just a lot in my last one. But there's a few criteria. Number one, you should be able to show it to somebody in your, like, who you know for a fact is your ideal kind of client, and they should be like, yeah, that's me. Number two, you should be able to know where to find them, or it should be able to give you ideas. Three, it should be, yeah, you should be inspired. It should be like, oh, I'm so excited to work with these people. And I think there should be some love and some caring of these people. And you should know that there are enough of them that could help sustain you. Those are probably the big things. Joy, is it possible to group copy comments from earlier posts? You could, and then just like post it into one comment. Yes. Though what I would recommend is just incorporate the comments and post a new version to keep it as clean as possible. Okay. So thank you everybody so much. What's next? Oh, and something I'd love to invite that had already come up just a little bit is, in terms of the big circle, do you have any thoughts of things that we could add to the big circle that would help clarified any additional things. So one sec. Let me post this. So yes, the post is, I'd also love your thoughts on what we could add to or change about the Big Circle process. And I ask partly for my own reflection so I can learn to make it better, but also I think it may help other people because there may be something that I've missed that you noticed, like, oh, if I added this to the Big Circle or if I changed this in the process or added this as something to talk about, it really seemed to bring it alive. So if there's anything that you'd like to add, that might actually be something that would help free somebody else because I may just be seeing what I'm seeing and somebody else, you might have actually noticed something that I've really missed in this process. So if you have any thoughts about what we could add to or change about this process, know that that is very welcome. And it might just be the thing that unlocks the door for somebody. So let's just take a minute with that. Okay. Any comments, any thoughts on that, how to refine or make that process better? Oh, yeah, I didn't mute everybody. I just muted myself just while people are thinking. Okay, so Joy was saying, I'd like to know more how to translate my clients' issues to what they see in Island B. I think, yeah, we'll be getting into that more when we talk about the little circles, because that'll be a big part of it, is really articulating the Island A and Island B for them in very specific ways. Okay, Paula said, okay, this is great. Thanks for bringing this up. In the part about naming their issue, I had a hard time because I'm not focusing on chakras, Maslow hierarchy, or any other wound, illness kind of thing. Are you off base? No. I put all of those as just sort of options of things, and you don't, for some people, they find like, if I think about through chakras, it suddenly makes sense to me, or the Maslow thing, it suddenly makes sense. So, no, so it definitely does not need to be that. So you may be very well on base. We'll see when we look at your work. Yes, Skylar was saying, I really got a lot of value out of seeing everyone else's post. Not sure I would have gotten to where I'm at now without that. True. Sometimes just seeing other people's examples is really helpful. Yes. Yeah, there is a lot of content. Yeah, you definitely do not have to read all the workbooks at all. But it's there for you if you need it. If you feel like you want to delve deeper or you're struggling with something, you feel stuck. That's why I've put all that content there. But you definitely do not have to read it. When it starts to feel overwhelming, to me the more important thing is to just kind of take your time and sit with it. And this is why I'm doing this over 6 weeks, not one weekend. I think you get the sense of how hard this would be to do over one weekend. Great. Skylar was saying, I wouldn't mind a priority list on your content. So in terms of priorities, here's the general sense. Every time we do homework, there's going to be a single exercise. So that's priority number one. Priority number two is, I would say, within that, there's going to be more exercises. There's like an initial simple exercise. There's going to be deeper exercises. So priority number two would be digging into those deeper exercises. Priority number three, there's a bunch of theory. But if you just really want a lot of theory, that might be priority one for you. But definitely the main thing is just to do the exercise. And I think those other additional exercises, the deeper ones, and the theory can sometimes really help a lot. Okay, so Maria was saying, I think adding what we do would help our what we do to help our clients would help clarify things. It can, and it can also be a distraction. Sometimes you need to just put it in, because sometimes then that really helps people get a picture of what you do. But at this point, our real goal is just to understand who the person is, because sometimes, you know, the island A, island B, and the boats kind of thing, sometimes what happens is people just get so into describing their boat, and that ends up being a distraction, because people don't see themselves necessarily in a boat. They're going to see it in the description of who they are. So I'm intentionally steering us really far away from the boat, even though that does become important later. Right now, we're really just looking at, who is this person on island A? What do they want on island B? Yeah. Okay. You guys are great. So let us move on. And I think I'm going to change our free conference system for the next one because you all are having so many troubles with it. So yeah, I think I'm going to change this. Okay, so Alex said, I found this really helpful so far, but agree with Paula. My suggestion also would be to change the wording around it. We're not always dealing with a client's problem. In my case, I don't think my clients have a problem they're trying to overcome. I'm helping to enhance an experience. Yes, this is a funny thing with the Island A and Island B thing. Sometimes what's going to be more real for people is the island B, the result that they want, what they're craving, this enhancement of something. Sometimes what's more real for them is their problem. And it's really important for you to know with your particular big circle which one is more real in terms of which one gets more emphasis. Because sometimes they're just in the middle of pain and they can't even see what they're craving, or like that's not as tangible for them. And other people, it's just they have something they're craving and the problem isn't as real. And I would still notice what the problem is, because there is still some then dissatisfaction, something isn't working. And if you can notice and articulate how that feels, it's really helpful. Okay. Cool. So thanks, everybody. I think we're all up to speed. So now there are a couple of, there's a visualization that I'd like to lead you all through. Sorry about that. I hit mute and then I didn't hit unmute and I started this visualization and that's so funny. I was talking for like 2 minutes. Okay. So here we are. So I'm going to invite us to do a little visualization because I think we're all caught up to speed. Apologies for that. So I'm going to invite everyone to get comfortable and relax. And you may want to have a pen and paper handy. And because we're going to do just a little visualization, which I think might help take another step in terms of clarity in the big circle, lift up some new ideas and all that. So you can take some deep breaths in and out. Deep breaths in. And I want you to imagine that you're sitting in a cafe, one of your favorite kinds of cafes, the kind of cafe you could just spend all day in. And there are a bunch of other people there, but what's happened is you are locked in the cafe and you can't get out. So because you're all locked there together, you start chatting with the other people. And pretty soon everyone in the cafe is chatting with each other, and it's a really lively conversation. And after 4 hours, somebody comes and unlocks the cafe to let you out, but none of you want to leave. Yeah, you all want to stay there because of two things. Because of who's there in the room and the kind of conversations you're having, what you're talking about. You just love these kinds of people so much that you could just keep spending all day with them. You could just have a big sleepover with them. You know, you'd want to just come back tomorrow and hang out with them again and have these same kinds of conversations. These are the kinds of conversations you just love to have about the kind of topics and subjects that really inspire you and just fascinate you so much. So I'm going to give you about 2 or 3 minutes. And I just want you to write about, if that were true, that you wouldn't have wanted to go, who would those people have been? What kinds of people would be there? And what would you have been talking about? What are the kinds of people who would have been there? And what would you be talking about that would have you just not want to leave at all, even though it had been 4 hours? Yeah. So take a two or three just by yourself and just notice what comes up. Again, what kind of people and what would you be talking about? Oh, 1 more minute. Let's get down any last thoughts. Great. So I invite you to whatever came up for you, see if that might be able to be woven into the big circle. Yeah? Because our ideal clients are the kind of clients we're so excited to see. We can't wait to see them. They can't wait to see us. So hopefully maybe that's given you a little bit more grist for the mill. Hopefully it hasn't totally confused you. But if it has, it's good to keep sitting with that and see what else you can add to help refine the big circle to bring it to a 10. So it's really clear for you. So there's that. So now we're going to start moving into the content a little deeper than just the big circle, but looking at kind of some of the roots of the big circle. And this idea that, I want to put this out. Our ideal niche in the world is going to be a combination of at least three things. At least three things, maybe more, but here are three that I think about a lot. Our gifts, our nature, and our wounds. Our gifts, our nature, and our wounds. And I think of it like our wounds tend to, the things that we've had to struggle to overcome, that tends to define the direction of our niche. It tends to give it a pretty clear, sense of what it is. Our gifts tend to define the shape of it. For example, you might be gifted at public speaking. Somebody else might be gifted at hosting events or more working one-on-one with people or writing. So there are a lot of gifts that we might naturally have, and those will affect the shape of our work. And some of us are just more naturally, capable of some things than other people. There are certain gifts that we're just born with, things that we are really good at. And then there's our nature. Some of us are extroverted, introverted. Some of us are very serious, intense people. Some of us are very jovial. Some of us, So I think our nature really defines the tone of our work. I have some colleagues that are very sort of glitz and glam. Some are real badass. Some are very spiritual, kind of woo-woo. Some more political. And so I think we all have kind of our own nature too, as it shows up. And that affects a lot of the tone of our work, which I think is really important. So when we combine these, we get something that's very personalized to us, that's very unique. We get a work and a niche in the world, a place in the world that's defined by what we've overcome, the gifts we were really born with, but also who we are, our nature, and our sort of our vibe. So those three things are all really important. And we're going to be really focused on this wounds piece. And what we've overcome. And part of this idea of the wounded healer, this idea of the person we've often, I often say that our ideal niche is a younger version of us. What we've had to overcome has given us an immense amount of insight and credibility in a certain arena. And I've found this time and again. I'll work with people for months, and finally, when they really figure out what their niche is, it's like, oh, it's like people like me a few years ago, 5 or 10 years ago. So there's just this idea, and I don't know if it's true. It just seems to show up a lot. So I don't really know how the universe works, but this does seem to show up a lot, where people's whole lives seem to have prepared them for a certain kind of work. And when they find it, it's immediately clear, usually to them. And it's a huge relief. It's a freeing feeling. So there's this idea, and again, I don't know if this is true, but I just lift it up to invite the possibility. And I think it's, whether it's true or not, it's very useful for this kind of introspection around niche, is that what if everything in the universe, what if the universe, first of all, was a friendly place that was constantly conspiring for our own awakening? What if the universe was a friendly place? There's a book written called Pronoia, which is the opposite of paranoia. Paranoia, the fear that everything's out to get you, versus pronoia, the fear that everything's out to, or the feeling that everything's out to help you. And tied to that is this notion of what if everything that ever happened in your life happened for you, not to you? What if it happened for you, to help you, not to you, as a, that you were just a victim of it. And again, I don't know if that's true, and I don't want to put that out as a dogma or a label. I just noticed that it can be a really useful frame to consider things. So as we go through this next little bit, I'm going to invite you to just consider, what if that were true? Not to denigrate any of the pain you've been through at all. But noticing that when we look at things through this lens, sometimes it can help us find a way that it can serve us now and also serve the community too. And a lot of this, of course, comes from Joseph Campbell's work on the hero's journey. Joseph Campbell, for those of you who don't know, most of you I imagine do know him, was this amazing, one of the top mythological experts of our time, and codified this idea of the hero's journey, this story that seems to exist cross-culturally, seems to be a very human story. And it's the story of us, of somebody being very comfortable at home. Their life is going on, you know, and they get a certain call to adventure, which they ignore and refuse. So you must have the wrong person. And eventually, you know, if it's not the hero's journey, they just say no, and they live a very quiet life and don't change very much. But the hero eventually does say yes, is compelled to say yes, and goes on this journey, which almost breaks them. Probably does break them, is a very difficult journey, tries them very hard, takes them to places they would never have wanted to go. And because of going through that, they have to become very good at certain things, they have to learn certain things, they have to deal and grow. And then they come home and have to learn how to share those gifts that they've gained with the community, which to me is the most important and profound part of a hero's journey, is not the leaving, it's not the tribulations, it's the coming home and being able to take what we've struggled with and be able to share that with the community. It's such an incredible blessing. And it's one of the reasons that I also think niching can actually be so healing for people. Because in going through it and in going through the bringing it home to the community and sort of unpacking that, we get to understand what we went through a little bit better. We get to help other people. And in fact, there are six reasons that I just want to go through quickly here. I thought I had. So these are six reasons why this niching around the wounds can help. But actually, it's I think there are also some reasons why this whole idea of niching around our wounds and our own struggles, what we've had to overcome, and that's really the question here, is what have you had to overcome? What have you had to overcome in your life to be where you are today? Because when you do this, you'll have an incredibly deep empathy for what your clients are going through because you've been through it yourself or some version of it. Which means they usually melt in your presence. They feel safe. They open up. They want to work with you. One of my colleagues, Rick Beruda, said, by leading with our wounds, we make ourselves vulnerable, thus able to connect with those who need to know they are not alone. And as the saying goes, no tears in the writer, no tears in the reader. When we've really gone through it ourselves, we're really able to connect. You'll also have a real profound level of credibility. Most people think they need more credentials and degrees in an official sense, but usually your pain is your greatest sense of credential, the thing you've gone through. You're going to know the terrain of the problem they're experiencing really intimately because you had the same problem. That means you'll know how to word your sales letters, the descriptions of what you do, how to speak to people about it in a way that they'll really feel you. You'll know also not just the terrain of the problem, but the terrain of the journey they're about to go through because you did the same journey, which makes you a really excellent guide. You're going to save a ton of time on market research because your whole life has been market research, which means you shave months or years off the growth cycle of your business. You just intuitively know what a lot of other people spend a fortune, honestly, to find out. You'll be able to see through people's bullshit because you were probably full of it too when you were in their shoes. Which means you're able to help them progress. Right? You see where they're stuck because you were stuck in the same ways. You were telling yourself the same stories, and it's harder to fool you. Your offers are going to be better just because you know what you would have loved to have gotten when you were, which means it's a lot more money with a lot less effort. Genuinely, people will spend tens of thousands of dollars on this kind of research, but because we've lived through it, we often know intuitively. You're also going to have a better sense of your potential partners because you know where else you went for solutions when you're in pain. So that's really helpful. And you might just find that this wound in yourself is also a greater wound in the world and is connected to that you're here to heal. So sometimes instead of feeling like an isolated entrepreneur trying to make a buck, suddenly it's like you're a part of a larger movement for change in the world. Suddenly all of the injustice that you've endured has woven you into this larger movement for justice. All the pain that you've experienced becomes this well of relief that you're able to offer others. So it can be really healing because, number one, you get to acknowledge how far you've come. And it's probably farther than you might think. One of the things I was just realizing about this thing the other day is that there are people in the world who envy you, and it's good to think about who those people are. Because sometimes I think we're just so close to ourselves, we're like, man, I haven't changed at all. I'm still full of the same shit, and I'm still the same pattern. But we have grown. And there are people who would look at you and actually envy where you are, and it's good to notice who those people are, because that might actually be an insight into your ideal client and a sort of younger version of you. It's healing because in order to move forward on this, you need to have a really clear map of this journey from island A to island B. And when you do that and you get to retrace your steps a bit, there's something so healing about understanding our past better. You know, as T.S. Eliot put it, so we shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know that place for the first time. You get to help people who are like you, and there's something, I'm sure you found this yourself, when you get to help these younger versions of you, people who are struggling like you used to struggle, it's so healing for you. Because it's like you get to heal parts of yourself. It's so liberating too, because when people usually niche in this way or think about it in this way, they often, instead of feeling constricted in their choice of niche, they usually feel liberated. And I think the sixth reason is it often suddenly we get a bigger picture. So many people, when they look back over their lives, really find it incredibly healing to see how their lives have somehow mysteriously and perfectly prepared them for the work that they're doing now or that they feel called to do. So this insight I really, really got from Jeffrey Van Dyke, one of my colleagues, has been one of the most profound things for me. And so here's where I'd like to start us off. And there's going to be a lot more exercises in the homework around this. But where I'd like to start us off is to give you about 5 minutes by yourself to just brainstorm what are all these things in your life. Oh, actually, for, you know what, before I even go into this, because sometimes I think this can be helpful, is some of you probably have a very obvious connection here. You're like, oh, my God, as you're talking about this, or maybe as you read about it, it's just so clear to you how your life has prepared you. So let me type this out. So the question is, are there any obvious connections that you can see between your wounds, your past struggles, and your niche? And I'll share a few that came up last time when I asked this question in the niching program. Let me just pull these up. But feel free to start typing. So, in my last program, a fellow named Bob said, I had a nearly fatal heart attack and currently live with heart failure. The heart is damaged and cannot pump at full capacity. As a result, I've had to change my lifestyle numerous ways, and it has not been easy. This has led me to a niche of helping people live with to live heart-healthy lifestyles, to avoid what I went through, or to live with vitality after the heart attack, as I'm doing now. It's so beautiful. Can you imagine the credibility that he has with people who are scared of heart issues or have gone through it? Another woman, Usha, said, I grew up in an abusive home where my parents controlled us through fear. I overcame listening to the voice of my fears and now pursue my dreams. And my work today as a woman living according to their truth, becoming empowered, being moved from a place of love to pursue their life dream. So beautiful. Karen said, I have a son with several neurological issues. Together, we explored and implemented therapies many have never heard of. My heart is drawn towards those unaware of possible paths. In addition, my own few health issues and those of friends sensitive, friends who are sensitive, you know, whose bodies require them to look at life differently. Mark said, I recovered from a spinal injury with the help of a Hellerwerk practitioner and was astonished at the positive results. So much so, I ended up taking all the steps to becoming a Hellerwerk practitioner myself. Now I have much to learn about marketing so I can stop worrying about making ends meet and free myself to really help people. But do you see the clear connections? It was just really obvious, even before we'd gone into the exercises. And so I just want to invite you to write up under that comment there. Are there any obvious connections you can see between your wounds, past struggles, and your niche? So let's just take 5 minutes for us to write that down. So again, it's when you look at your life and what it seems to have prepared you for and the work that you feel most drawn to, what are the connections you see? Things you went through in the past that have actually prepared you for the work that you're doing. These are beautiful, everybody. Keep them coming. This is really great. And again, it may not be clear for you, and that's fine if you don't have one that's obvious for you right now. But I just invite you to say, is there something that's really obvious for you? Is there somewhere that's like, oh, of course, yes, I really see this, how my life has prepared me for the work I'm doing now. If there isn't anything, totally fine. But if there's something that jumps out as obvious, sharing it can really help other people in the group start to maybe see what that might be in their own life or help them inspire a connection. So your sharing is really useful for the other people too. And so obviously once you've written it, go read the other people's because it might actually inspire something else. So feel free to share multiple times, but you know, go back and read what people have written. It's pretty beautiful. things are so beautiful, everybody. This is really amazing. Just about another minute or so. All right, about 30 seconds. Everyone, your honesty and vulnerability in this is really inspiring. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. It's amazing, isn't it, how this connection between our own lives and our own struggles shows up in this work that somehow we're perfectly suited to do in a way that nobody else could do it. Really wonderful. So this is whatever you just wrote, you're sitting with here, is at the heart of this sort of next level where we're going to dig a little bit deeper into the big circle, give it even more depth and really form this connection between us and them, which is so important. And so here's what I'm going to invite you to do now. And again, thank you for sharing, and I invite you to read these later because there's so much clarity here. Is by yourself. You don't have to do this on the page. Just do this by yourself. But I'm going to give you another 5 minutes. And I want you to just make a list of all the things that you've had to overcome in your life that you feel like are connected to your work. Because there may be more than you were able to get out here. But I'm going to invite you to think of specific moments that were very hard for you, big transitions, big moments in your life that were really significant. To really think about what are all these things that I've had to overcome and make a list of those. Start brainstorming this list, because this list is going to be the basis of the homework for this week and the next week. So just to get you started, let's everyone just take 5 minutes just by yourselves, and I want you to think about what is it that you've had to overcome in your life. What are these big, significant moments that you feel kind of proud of when you look back, like, wow, I actually overcame that. That was really hard, and I'm still standing. I'm still here, you know. One of my friends said, you know, these scars are evidence that I survived. I made it through. Another friend of mine said, talked about learning how to turn your scars into stars that can shine for other people. But so let's think about this. What are these things you've had to overcome in your life that are relevant to your work today? And sometimes what's interesting is sometimes there are things that are very significant in your life that you had to overcome, and it may not initially seem connected to your work, but if you really sit with it, sometimes you find that it is. So 5 minutes, just really thinking about what you've had to overcome in your life. And again, even if it doesn't seem connected, sometimes you might find that it is if you sit with it. So 5 minutes. About one more minute. One more minute to see what else you can come up with. Okay, and we'll begin to wrap that up. And with all of those things that we've gone through, there are certain things that, there are ways we felt going through it, certain needs of ours that were not met. And there are certain things we often learned about those moments, from about life, about other people. And sometimes they were lessons and disempowering beliefs, kind of lies that we took on to deal. But we also developed usually special abilities, skills, or talents through those experiences just to cope. Coping mechanisms that when they're used unconsciously did not do good things for our life. But actually when we consciously really got it, could serve. You know, for me, I really had this wound a lot in my life and still shows up of not being cool and not feeling like I'm not very cool. And so that had me really want to figure out what made people cool. And I would copy my friend's handwriting, my friend Amanda, who I thought was just way cooler than me, and my friend Steven, who I thought was cool, and I'd copy their handwriting kind of thing. You know, I'd try to emulate that and figure it out. And I really got good at figuring out, if I entered a group of people, who was the coolest person so I could befriend them so I would be seen as cool. And unconsciously, that obviously has a lot of challenges in showing up, not being very authentic or sincere. But used consciously, it's been really useful for me in terms of doing good work in the community and starting to notice, okay, well, who are the people I need to talk to when I walk into a room? Who are the people who can really help push this initiative forward? That's a real intuitive skill for me now that came from a kind of wounded place. So sometimes these things that are capacities we developed out of being wounded and struggling, consciously used, actually become a form of our art in the world. And all of these things that happen to us have prepared us in a certain way. So that's the homework that we're going to be getting into this week, is inviting you to just explore what are some of those things and how might they have actually prepared you perfectly. And again, not saying they did, but that's the exploration, is where might they have actually prepared you really well for what's coming up next for you in your life. And yeah, so there's that. So that's kind of starting you off for some of the homework. And let's do one more visualization. And then I'm going to explain the homework and then what you have for the next week. And then I'll sort of take any questions you have after that. So get comfortable. I'm just going to pull up these words. One sec. All right, and take some deep breaths. And this is from one of my dear colleagues in the UK, Karina Gordon Barnes, from youinspireme.co.uk. Wonderful woman. And this is the exercise that she uses to help a lot of her clients figure out their niche, and I think it fits really perfectly right here. So bring yourself comfortable. Wherever you're sitting or lying, feel the ground beneath you. Feel the connection to the earth, even if there's chairs or beds or floor below you. Know that the earth is there, solid. Feeling your body however it is today. Bringing your awareness to your breathing. Again, however it is today, no need to change your breathing or judge it. Simply notice how it rises and how it falls. And when the thoughts come and go, when there's noise, just gently bring your awareness back to your breath, feeling yourself become calmer, feeling yourself sinking even deeper and deeper. And we're now going to go on a journey of imagination. And I want you to imagine that you're in heaven, or whatever your conception of that might be, and that you're an angel, and you're sitting in a circle with a number of other angels. There are angels playing here, there, and everywhere, doing angel things, and you're in the circle of angels because you've chosen to be here for a specific purpose. And the purpose of this gathering of angels is to decide, when you're on Earth, who do you want to be a guardian angel for? But this is not about being a guardian angel for one person, but rather for a group of people. You have such a unique blend of talents and care and passion that you are a perfect fit for a particular group of people down on Earth, and they need you. You have a way of working that they need, and so they're calling to you. The invitation as you sit in the circle of angels is that you become aware of that call. You realize that there is a group of people on Earth for whom you are the most perfect guardian angel. In the circle of angels, one by one, when moved to do so, one angel and then another declares the group, declares their group of people out into that circle. There's no push, no effort, no trying. And it's simply an acknowledgement that, yes, these are my people. This is my group. So one angel might declare new mothers. Another one might declare people with chronic fatigue. One might declare unfulfilled lottery winners. Another one might declare busy London professionals. And as you witness the other angels declaring their groups, you smile. You feel no pressure. You feel totally at peace. There's no panic, no sense that you have to know. You simply witness that when the time is right, you'll have a strong and peaceful knowing of who your own group is. As you look around the other angels, you also see with delight that there's no competition. Each angel is simply taking a stand for their slice of the world, their group to take care of. You smile and your heart feels content as you notice the great safety in that. You also feel a great sense of relief that you don't have to take care of everybody. You don't have to be available to help everybody because here are these other angels playing their roles. And not just here. This is just one circle of angels. There are many more gatherings at various points in various places. You notice there's no finality. These declarations feel strong, but you recognize they could also change, and that's fine. For now, there's a level of clarity that feels fresh, that feels freeing, that feels useful. So take a moment and notice if there's a particular group calling you now. A group of people, you want to make sure they know they're not alone in the world. And as you tune in, open to hearing the call whenever it comes, you may notice you have absolute clarity, or you may notice there's absolutely no clarity at all. Anywhere in that range is perfect, because now that you're a part of this group of angels, whatever you need to know about this group of people and who's calling you will come to you. Over the days and weeks to come, you'll be calmly alert, open to noticing. You will remain a part of this circle, an angel committed to hearing the call. It's now becoming time to leave the fellow angel, so in some way you can acknowledge them. You might simply nod and smile at the other circle. You might notice that you're holding hands with them, decide to give them a loving squeeze. You might bow and say namaste, whatever you choose. Know that you can return here anytime you want and check into this place. These other angels would be delighted if you gain clarity. Now, taking a deep breath, realizing you're back on Earth, you're back in your human body, feeling the ground beneath your feet fully present. Notice the smile that may have remained on your face. Wiggle your toes, your fingers, take a stretch and sigh. whatever level of clarity you have, the question, whose guardian angel are you, is now with you and will stay with you, and what you need to know will come easily to you. So that's a little visualization from Karina Gordon Barnes. And the angels metaphor feels so perfect for all of you. You guys are all just being such angels to each other. And you are a part of this group now. And we're all here to support each other in getting clearer and hearing that call of who are these people that we want to make sure they know they're not alone, people that we really want to help. And that's the exercise we're going to be delving into even deeper. And so I want to just go over what some of the homework is. First of all, if you don't have a buddy, I'm going to invite you to post on the Facebook wall again. Sometimes it takes a few posts for people to see when there's a lot of traffic. But post, so you can either have a buddy at home, a colleague, a friend who's willing to meet with you once a week, or somebody in this group, or both. But if you want a buddy in this group, please post that, ask for it. You want to probably tell people where you live, what time zone you're in, maybe just a little bit about you so people can see if it's a fit. And here's the, there's a few pieces of homework. There's one main thing. There are two different ones you can do, and you can do both if you'd like, but it'll be in the workbook that I sent, that I've already put it on the wall, and I'll be emailing it to you. But one of them is to write out a letter to your ideal client, to your niche. Sort of an empathy letter, a letter where you just let them know, like, hey, I get it. And I've given an outline, and you can totally freestyle it, but if you want, you can just fill in the blanks. It's pretty easy. So basically, a fill-in-the-blank letter to your target market, just saying, like, hey, I know what it's like to be you. I get it. I've been there. Yeah. The other version that you can do is writing out the story of your client. So you can make it about you, and you can do a letter sort of revealing vulnerably your story. And if that doesn't feel comfortable for you, for whatever reason, and there's obviously reasons that it may not feel comfortable, you can just write the story of your typical client. What have they gone through? And I've given a number of examples of that there. So it's either kind of a letter from you to your clients or a story of your ideal clients. That's the homework. And I'll invite you to, again, post that on the wall, and we'll give feedback to that. Obviously, a lot of the stuff from your big circle is going to probably fit into this and relate to this in some way, which is great. Whatever you wrote is that sort of obvious connection between the wound and your work. That's obviously going to be there, so you can weave that in. So, and whatever you wrote in terms of your struggles that you've had to overcome in your life, there's probably a lot of connections there. The cafe work, those conversations you're fascinated by, there's probably some connection, and the guardian angel thing. So there's a lot of grist for the mill. And by the way, if it starts to feel like there's a lot, that's life. there genuinely is a lot usually to work through. So it may start to feel a little messy, and that's okay. It's kind of like unpacking. If you're tidying your room, you have to unpack things, and it gets a little messier before it gets tidier, and that's just part of the process. You know, but we are spiraling steadily inwards. So it may feel like, God, I'm on the total other side of the circle is where I started. And that's okay, because you're going to spiral back in. And it just gets truer and truer and truer until it gets right to the core of it. So wherever you're at, you're on track. within the workbook, there are the examples and templates you can use for the story of your client or letter to them. But there's also some forms you can fill out to really start to work through some of those wounds and start unpacking them. And I really recommend, even though you don't have to, I so recommend going through it, because I think you'll find you get connected to a lot more depth about who you're supposed to work with and what you can be bringing to them. It'll really help you a lot. So I just so recommend doing that. Go through at least one of those struggles you've overcome in the worksheets. There are five of them. I recommend figuring out your top five things, top five struggles you've had to overcome in your life, and do the work on each of those. It's a lot. I'd recommend going through at least one, though, on your own or with your marketing buddy. If you can do all five, it'll be useful for you. Also, consider reaching out for support. If this starts to bring up stuff that's like not totally resolved for you, this is a great invitation to start doing the work on that. So reach out for the kind of support that you may need to work through that in your life. And that could be your buddy, could be a therapist, could be a healer, a dear friend of yours, etc. There are also some videos and content on this theme that I've posted, and I'll email it to you as well, that I recommend checking out that may just inspire you and give you some more context for what we're going through. And again, please, if you can go through the files in the where you posted your big circle, and make sure there's only one version of it up, because I'll probably go through and eliminate the older versions in a few days. So I just want to make sure you have time to go through and get any comments or anything that's still on that you want, because I will be deleting those, just to make sure that we keep everything as clean as possible. So that's it. So what I'd love to do as we wrap up, I know we went a little over time, is just to invite people to post, and I'll post this here. So just the question, what are you taking away from this call that's useful for you? So if everyone wants to post, I would just love to hear from people. What are you taking away from this call? What was most useful for you? Maybe there was an insight, aha. Maybe it was one of the exercises, something that came clear for you. Maybe it was a comment from somebody else. So I'm just going to invite you to take a few minutes to do that, and then I'll stick around for a few more minutes to answer any questions that you might have to help you with the homework. Thanks, everybody. Great to hear. And Francis, it says your question below, but I'm not seeing the question. I want to answer it for you. And then I'll also post the And if you have any questions, I'm posting that too, so you can comment below that. And if there's any questions, please feel free to post those under the new post I put up about what questions do you have that can help you move into the next week with ease. And otherwise, keep your eyes open for the email, because I'll be sending that to you shortly. And in that email, there'll be a number of attachments and links to things that I think can help you. And we'll do our best to keep the file thing as clean as possible, because I know it's a little daunting and overwhelming. There's so much in there. We are breaking the capacity of the Facebook group. That is clear. So Kelly was asking, are we working with hubs now or just wounds? Just wounds. Hubs will come later when we talk about the little circles. It'll be one of the last things we talk about. But it's hard to often find hubs for the big circles, because they're usually a little broader. Though some of you have been clear enough that I think we could actually start figuring out hubs and where to find those people. But it's much easier when we have little circles. Are we going to have a chance to continually rework the big circle? Yes, I may not be commenting on them all the time, on all the updates. But I encourage you all to be doing that. I may need to keep focused on the sort of work that's coming up. But yes, I would keep reworking the big circle as much as you like. And when you feel like it's at a point where you really want some feedback, that's when I might post it, take the other one down, post a new one, and say, okay, everyone, I've reworked it. What do you think now? For sure. And there's going to be more work coming, so things may get a little bit crowded. But again, you've got the people in this group, but you also have people in your life with the big circle. I really recommend showing it to people who you think represent your big circle, getting their feedback, getting people who aren't even in this class, who are just seeing it fresh for the first time. Yeah. Any other questions people have? I want to make sure you're all supported for the next week. Yeah, Megan, totally. Yeah, share it with others. You can, by the way, ways you can share it with others. You can create a note on Facebook, and then you can tag people in it who you want to tag. And if you don't know how to do that, there's a teenager in your life who does. But you can create a note and you can post it and you can tag people you'd love to have feedback on and get feedback from them. So you can get this exact same kind of feedback you're getting in this group with people in your life, and that can be so useful. You could also just email it privately to a group of friends whose feedback you want. You know, you can print it out and just carry it with you when you're talking with somebody. Be like, hey, could you read this and tell me what you think? There are a lot of ways to do it. But the more feedback you can get, the better, because people are going to have their opinions and ideas of what your big circle should be, and you'll start to notice when people give their opinions what feels true and what doesn't. And sometimes when somebody has an agenda and they're trying to push you in a certain way, you might notice this internal pushback, which tells you a lot about who your big circle is, actually. Because then sometimes people will share something and you'll be like, oh my God, that's totally it. That's right. That's the thing. So the more feedback you can get, the better, both in terms of their feedback might feel totally off and it might feel totally on point. Any other questions? You guys are all the best. I'm loving you so much. I'm like loving all the work that you're doing in the world. And it makes me feel so much better about the world knowing you're out there doing what you're doing. So, hooray! Go team! Go team! Okay, I think that's all the questions. I love you all very much, and we will see you next week, and we'll see you before and between that on the walls with your homework. I can't wait to read your homework on this round. I think you're really going to love it. I just finalized it last night, and I think it's going to be so good. You guys are the best. Okay. Goodbye.